Give me a K.
K.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an I.
I.
What's that spell?
K-I. Go.
Placer High School football is on the air. Hillman football is being brought to you by Mackey Heating and Air, Robinson Sand and Gravel, Nell's Diner of Auburn, Auburn Trophies, and Homer Insurance. Let's head out to the stadium now for tonight's action on KI.
Ready to kick off here on KI Radio 950 AM 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis here with you on the call. Your Hillman have elected to defer to Antelope, so Antelope will receive the football first to start the first quarter of tonight's game. And this kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies in the foothills. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy and plaque needs, and by the Mills Diner located near Highway 49. So the Hillman 3-0. The Titans 0-3, a tale of two different teams. The Hillmen have a pretty easy road ahead, but business is must be taken care of tonight to go to 4-0 for the first time in quite a while. Marcus bangs it off, and we're underway here from LaFever. And the opening kickoff by the Antelope Titans returned at the 5-yard line. There is a move, and that man is gone. And Antelope, courtesy of Jared Bryant, has taken the kickoff back 95 yards for the touchdown. It's actually Gray Jr., number 84, who takes it back off the opening kickoff. And just like that, Antelope has come out on the opening kickoff, taking it 95 yards, and they lead 6-0. Gray found a seam up the middle, and he was gone. And wow, you want to talk about a shocked, stunned Hillman faithful. For the first time all year, it seems like, the Hillman are completely caught off guard. So Sweetman is here to attempt the extra PAT. And wow, a stunned crowd here. It is dead silent at LaFever Stadium as the underdog Antelope Titans have taken the kickoff, the opening kickoff, back 95 yards. The extra PAT is good, so, man, one play, one kickoff return, and that is a 7-0 lead for Antelope. What a shocker that was. This next kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the foothills. For all your trophy needs, Auburn Trophies. And Baylor Kelly is on the sideline trying to get the crowd fired up again as he's jumping up and down, waving his arms. The crowd's enthusiasm cannot be deterred, no question about that. But maybe shocked is the better word for it, as the Hillmen, just like that, are down 7-0. And Antelope has taken their time coming into these kickoffs. The refs finally say, hey guys, we got to wrap this up and play some football here. So the Antelope Titans, who are coming into this game 0-3, trying to rebuild their program. They've seen the highest of highs and lately the lowest of the lows. But the Antelope Titans are up 7-0 just like that. As Sweeman is set to kick off to the Hillman, who will get the ball first for the first time tonight. This is a low line drive kick right up the middle of the field as it is finally taken at around the 10-yard line. And this one is taken by Kiefer Abs, who breaks free. And Abs is across the 50 and tackled at the 45 of Antelope. Kiefer Abs takes a return across midfield. So it's not a touchdown, but Kiefer Abs returns fire with fire as the Hillman, down 7-0, will start this opening drive from their Antelope 45, but this is coming back a little bit as the call is holding for Antelope, or excuse me, Placer. And that holding call will take the kickoff from what was at the Antelope 45, and it'll push it all the way back to seemingly the Hillman 20 to start their opening drive. You want to talk about a turn of events. The Hillmen go from enemy territory to right back in their own doghouse. As the referees will officially spot this ball at the Placer 10-yard line. So 11:38 to play. We haven't even officially played a full minute of football yet, but the Hillmen down 7-0. Ryan Miller starts first and 10 from the gun. Now he'll go under center and switch the formation. They send Kelly in motion. They're going to give it to Baylor Kelly. He swings it out across the far side as Kelly darts out of bounds at around the 15. So Baylor Kelly, who gets 5 yards on that play. You can make the case Baylor Kelly has been one of the best players in the section, if not the best player. He's got more touchdowns on the year than the amount of fingers you have at your disposal on both hands. And he gets a gain of 5 right there. 2nd and 5 coming up for the Hillmen from their own 15. Up the middle. A big hole there. They have the first down courtesy of Sean Jones, who with his first carry gets the ball out at the Hillmen 30. So a big gain there for Sean Jones. And while Kelly has been able to get all the highlights, Sean Jones has done an incredible job of moving the football in between the hash marks. And Sean Jones, if Baylor Kelly is the lightning, then Sean Jones for sure is the thunder. So thunder and lightning are raining down here on the first two plays for the Hillmen offense on the game tonight. 11:03 to play. The Hillmen with a fresh new set of downs. 1st and 10. They switch formations all the way to the right, courtesy of the wing tee. Miller back to pass. Quick drop. Pressure coming. Darts out of the pocket. Zips it over the middle. Pass is caught at around the 35. And getting that one is going to be Azzarello. So Azzarello tackled at around the Antelope 36. Gain of 6 for Merrick Azzarello. Reyna with the tackle. And you have to wonder if that touchdown kind of lit a spark in Antelope. And suffice it to say, what would happen if Placer is able to get stopped on downs here and give Antelope the football back? As mentioned, first responder night. A thank you to all of our first responders here. 2nd and 4 coming up, 10:17 to play. It's an end around, and it's going to be to Sanchez Harlow, who takes it to the Hillmen 40, and the referee signals a fresh new set of downs. So Danny Sanchez Harlow, he's been one of those underrated players we talked about in the pregame. If you give Sanchez Harlow a little bit of room, he can have the ability to take it all the way for a touchdown. They will mark Sanchez Harlow down at the 42-yard line for the Hillmen. Under 10 minutes to play, 9:47 here in the first. The Antelope Titans surprisingly up 7-0. Ball at the 42, 1st and 10. Miller back to pass. Great protection. Zips it far side. Pass caught by Kelly at the 45. Breaks one tackle, and he's broken up and out of bounds at the 40-yard line of Antelope. So a flag back near Hillman territory at the 38. It's going to be a holding on the Hillman. Another holding penalty on the Hillman. The first one on the opening kickoff. The second one here on 1st and 10. So a very uncharacteristic start for Joey Montoya and the Placer Hillmen, who usually are penalty-free. And this ball, as a result of that penalty, goes from the Hillmen 42 all the way back to their own 32-yard line. A 10-yard penalty on the holding call. So first and a long way to go here. And up the middle, it's going to be bouncing out to the outside as Sanchez Harlow breaks one tackle, and Sanchez Harlow gets all the penalty yardage back and then some as he's tackled out of bounds at the Hillmen 45. And so the Hillmen, even though they've had the two early penalties, they have been able to still keep the chains moving. The refs are going to officially knock Sanchez Harlow out. They'll say he was down at the 46-yard line. Gains on the tackle. 9:24 to play. 2nd and 6 now for the Hillmen. As Ryan Miller under center on 2nd and 10. And the ball is on the ground. And Miller, it looks like, is able to finally pick it up at around the Hillmen 47. So just uncharacteristic for Placer tonight. 3rd and 5 coming up. And you've had penalties. You've had fumbles. you've had the whole shebang and all of the accoutrements here for the Hillmen that could go from bad to worse if you were looking at it from an objective point of view. And now the first third down for the Hillmen. They've got to get to the Antelope 48. Miller hands it off to Jones, and now we're going to get a whistle, the play whistle dead. And Antelope is actually going to call their first
timeout.
Actually, yes, it is Antelope's first timeout. So that is the Antelope Titans' first timeout. They've got two remaining. Joey Montoya, an animated coach on the sideline as he was directing the offense to get back to the sideline in a hurry. Third and five here. Thank you for joining us on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis with you here on the call. If you're just tuning in, well, you're in for quite a surprise as the Antelope Titans had the ball, were going to get the ball to start the game on offense. They took it back 95 yards for the opening kickoff, for an opening kickoff touchdown. Your Hillmen have moved the ball at will seemingly on the first drive of their offensive game, but penalties and a fumble on a botched snap now have them at a third and five from their own 47. So Ryan Miller and the Placer Hillmen are going to try to move the sticks. Again, they've got to get to the Antelope 48 to get a fresh new set of downs. We'll see what Joey Montoya and the offense draw up here on third and five. They're going to go up the middle to Sean Jones. Sean Jones breaks one tackle, has the first down 40. Jones, breakaway speed, cuts it back, 35, 20, 25. And Sean Jones is tackled.
All the way down to the Antelope 25-yard line.
And what a run for Mr. Jones as Sean Jones gets the crowd pumped up here. Sean Jones gets it into Antelope territory. No flags on that play as the Hillmen are finally in Antelope territory and looking to get their first touchdown on the night. First and 10 from the Antelope 25. Ryan Miller pump fake. Back to pass. And that one is outside on the far side, but he and Baylor Kelly had a mix-up. Second and 10 coming up.
Second down and 10.
And it was a great run there by Sean Jones on third and five. Jones went up the middle. He cut back a couple of times there before he settled on the near side. If he had one block downfield, that would have been connected for him. It likely would have been a touchdown for Sean Jones. Second and 10 from the Antelope 25, and the Hillmen offense finally starting to get going. They're going to give it up the middle, and there is nowhere to go there for Baylor Kelly as he just gets back to what seemingly is the line of scrimmage at the Titan 25. And they're actually going to give him a loss of one there. So third and 11 coming up now for the Placer Hillmen. 8:03 to play in the first, and the Hillmen with their second third down on the opening drive. And they've chalked up, they've melted at least 3 minutes and some change off this clock in that opening drive. Miller back to pass, swings it to the flat. That pass is too high for Sanchez Harlow. And it was a fumble because it was a backward pass is what the refs are going to rule it. Nonetheless, fourth down coming up here. The Hillmen offense up and down and hot and cold on this opening drive. They've seemingly been at a couple of times firing on all cylinders, and there have been other times like the botched snap and that last throw on third down where they're just not in sync.
Fourth down and 11,
and by the looks of it, Joey Montoya and staff have no plans to kick the field goal. So here come the Hillmen now in the shotgun on fourth and 11. They're going to go for it. Miller back to pass. Has time. Pressure coming. Got a man wide open into the end zone. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. Kiefer Abbs beat his man on the go route as the Hillmen are an extra PAT away from tying the game up. What a throw by Ryan Miller with pressure in his face. He stared down the barrel of the gun, and he fired it to Kiefer Abbs on the go ball. And Kiefer Abbs, who has battled some hip injuries the first couple of games, no hip injury there, just a sweet release and speed taken over. Marcus, the extra PAT is up and good. And the Hillmen, just like that, despite all the problems in the world you could potentially have on this opening drive, find themselves deadlocked at seven finally at the 7:19 mark of the first quarter. with the Antelope Titans. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. When you're thinking about your next trophy purchase, do Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the foothills. So 7:19 to play here in the first quarter. The Hillmen have tied it at 7-all, courtesy of Kiefer Abs, as Kiefer Abs with his first reception for a touchdown this year here in game four of the season. Andrew Marcus set to kick it off again, and the Hillmen are going to knock this one, this kickoff, at the 20-yard line. Got a flag on the play.
And the kickoff goes out of bounds.
So here come the Antelope Titans, and it has been a struggle for the Antelope Titans to start the year 0-3, but they're rebuilding a proud organization and a proud high school that has delivered some of the best teams in the Sacramento area and Roseville-ish area, the Antelope Titans. And they find themselves surprisingly tied at 7:19 here in the first quarter with the Placer Hillmen. So here come the Antelope Titans. Their drive starts here at their own 30-yard line. As Jaden Fletcher, the junior quarterback, in the shotgun. Two tailbacks. He's going to hand it off to number six, and that is Richie Graham, who takes it to around the Antelope 40-yard line. They're going to mark it a gain of five there, so second and five coming up. If you're going to point to a strong emphasis on why the Hillmen are undefeated to start the year, it has been the defense. The defense has been able not only to stop the opposing team's offense when it matters the most, but they've gotten a bunch of crucial turnovers. They'll need to continue that tonight. Second and five here, 6:48 to play. They're going to go under center again with Fletcher. They go up the middle, and that one is going to go for no gain there. A great play there for the Hillmen. Godot had the carry. He got it for no gain. And it looks like it could be Packheiser, number 62, who made the tackle. Albo was there as well. They're actually going to give a loss of one on the run there for Antelope. And the carry by Godot. So third and six with 6:15 to play here in the first quarter for the Antelope Titans. They've got to get it to at least their own 45 to move the chains. Fletcher back to pass. Two-step drop. Pressure coming. That pass is batted down. Incomplete. Pass broken up by number. It looks to be number eight, Cole Keim. So Keim, the linebacker, got banged up a little bit at the end of the game last week against Del Oro, but played a big role in the passing game as far as the passing defense. So now Antelope forced to punt the football as number 36, and that's going to be Johnny Maxwell will kick it to Kiefer Abs, who just had the game-tying kick, or excuse me, touchdown, to make it 7-7. Abs will have no return on the play here as the ball is officially spotted at the Hillmen 31. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. It's been an action-packed first quarter, to say the least. 7-7. And you have to think, with many in the area thinking this was going to be a cakewalk game, it could have been the kickoff, opening kickoff return for a touchdown by number 84, Gray Jr., was just what the Hillmen needed. The Hillmen on first and 10, going to give this one off to Kelly, who did not go down. He took it to the outside on the far side for a gain of a couple.
Kelly for a couple yards on the play.
Second down coming up with 5:38 to play. The Hillmen started this drive from their own 31. They're going to give Kelly a gain of two. Second and eight coming up now for the Hillmen. .5:21 to play. 5:13. The Hillmen under center. Miller going to give it to Sanchez Harlow. Sanchez Harlow across the 35. Still going. And he is finally tackled down around the 36 as Sanchez Harlow took a nasty fall there. And it looks like Sanchez Harlow had his leg caught up from underneath him. We're going to take a quick break here as they tend to Sanchez Harlow. When we come back, it's 3rd and 7 for your Hillman here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Wow, 2023 saw home insurance soar out of control, forcing many people to actually contemplate selling their home. Brandon Harris here to say it's not all doom and gloom. At Homer Insurance, you'll talk to real insurance experts that have real solutions. We work with dozens of real estate companies helping their agents solve problems every day. If you think you're paying too much, give us a crack and call Homer Insurance today at 916-339-7070. 916-339-7070.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Danny Sanchez Harlow able to walk off on his own power after a rushing gain of 2 to make it 3rd and 5 for your Hillman from their own 36. They've now got to get it to their 41, and you just hope that Sanchez Harlow is okay as he's looking to be in good spirits running up and down the sideline. He is going to be a vital part of their offense going forward. They cannot afford to lose him. Miller under center on 3rd and 6. He's going to give it up the middle. There was no trickery there on the give to Kelly. Or actually, it's going to be Sean Jones, number 5, who had the carry. And now it's going to be 4th down, and it looks like Joey Montoya will not go for it like he did on 4th and 16 from the Antelope territory on the last drive. He is going to punt it. No questions asked on this one. Reithy is back to kick the ball off and punt this ball away. Back at the own 20, it looks like it's going to be Mason Corey. Or actually LeBlanc, number 15 on the punt. So LeBlanc back at the Titan 25. Great snap for Reithy and a great punt here as this one is fielded at around the 26. It actually rolls backwards. LeBlanc did not field the punt, and as a result of that, it is inside the Antelope 15 is where their second drive of the game will start with 3:53 to play. They are going to officially mark that punt at the 15-yard line for Antelope. And Antelope had a little traction in the early going on offense, but they were forced to punt the ball to Placer on their first drive of the contest. And now the refs will mark this ball at actually the Antelope 13, so 2 more yards tacked on there. Great punt there by Reithy, who has had his fair share of moments kicking the football and doing it very well, to say the least. Fletcher lines up under center, one tailback. They're going to go on the jet sweep to Shakur. Shakur still going out across the 20. He has the first down seemingly. As J-Mo Shakur moves the chains, first down on 1st and 10 on the jet sweep for J-Mo Shakur. They're going to give him officially a gain of 11 as this ball is at the Antelope 23 now. So the Antelope Titans, who so far have been trying to spread the Hillman out with a bunch of jet sweeps and a couple of pass plays, they know what makes this Hillman defense so spectacular. It's the ability up front to get pressure on the offense. You can't do that as well when you're spread out on the field. Fletcher under center, I formation. They're going to go up the middle. Getting the carry is going to be number 6, and that's Richie Graham, who gets it for about a gain of 5, as Richie Graham is tackled in between the hash marks at the Antelope 29. All right, so this football now is officially marked at the Antelope 28. 2nd and 5, so now the Titans have to get it to their own 33 to move the sticks. I formation once again. Fletcher under center. Sends one man in motion on the far side. Up the middle to Graham again as Graham trudges forward just so short of the first down mark line. And it's to the 34 for Antelope. Esty with the tackle. And Esty, who had a little bit of a leg issue last week at the end against Del Oro, healthy and back upright and wreaking havoc on that defensive line. So the ball is at the 34-yard line, so it'll be first and 10 as they will give Graham the first down on the carry. 2 minutes to play, and who would have thought that it would be deadlocked at 7 between Antelope and Placer, but that is the case so far tonight. Twin tailbacks on first and 10. They go up the middle again, running the football, and there's no gain there, maybe 1 or 2 yards, but they had that one swiped out. Godot on that carry as he cut it upfield, or tried to at least. Atkinson, number 53, on the stop, as well as Kime. Second and 8, they're going to give Godot officially a gain of 2, under 2 minutes now with 1:25 to play in the first quarter. Fletcher will go under center. 1:13 to play in the first. Ball at the Antelope 36. Up the middle again, and a very speedy run there by number 6, Richie Graham, who has been wreaking havoc in between the numbers. Ball is at the 42-yard line, so no disguising anything that Antelope is trying to do on offense. They've had their moments where they give it on the jet sweeps, and they have had carries with the Godot, but Richie Graham has been the bell cow so far for the Titans. Third and short is going to be the next play for Antelope. They've got to get it past their own 44 to move the chains. 30 seconds remaining in the first. Fletcher, halfback tossed to Graham. Graham is stopped short. Now he reverses course, and Graham has the first down. He was stopped behind his lineman for a minute. He still kept his feet moving, cut it back inside, and dove forward for the first down. As he's out across the 45 to the Antelope 46. So it looks like Antelope will have one more play in them here with under 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. And slowly but surely, the underdog Antelope Titans are moving the chains. And there will not be another play for the Antelope Titans. They're going to let the sleeping dogs lie in the first quarter. But what a first quarter. In a stunning turn of events, your Hillmen are tied with the Antelope Titans 7-7 as we head into the second here on K-High Radio 950 AM 104.5 FM.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillmen Football on K-High.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. back. Keith Joganatis here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. A run by Graham has made it 2nd and 7 to start the second quarter for the Antelope Titans, who surprisingly are deadlocked with Deer Hillman 7-7. They go up the middle to Graham again, who is out across the 50 as a slew of green jerseys finally tackles them at around the Placer 47. 11:04 to play here in the second, as the Hillman now have made it 3rd and short. 3rd and 2, if you want to get technical. Maldonado makes the tackle there for your Hillman. So the Hillman defense so far has been tested in the run. Antelope not scared to run the football on Placer. They've ran it for over 50 yards so far and counting. 3rd and 2 from the Placer 47. Fletcher barking out the last couple of orders before he goes under center. They go up the middle to Godot, and Godot has the first down and more as Godot is at the Placer 45. It's going to be very close, but it looks like he has the first down. So Philip Godot, as well as Richie Graham, the senior running back, and the junior running back, wreaking havoc on the Hillman when it comes to the rushing attack. First down, and Antelope is taking their sweet time during these plays. They're not rushing anything. You got to give them credit. They're coming in, they're focused, they're prepared, and the Hillman so far tonight, I think shocked is a better word for it, but just in disarray. 9:55 to play here in the first half. Fletcher under center. Halfback toss. Going downhill and getting that carry to the Hillman 40 is Luopa. It looks like the ball was fumbled at the last minute as Luopa able to sit on it at the very last second. Two flags, and it'll be holding on Antelope, so that run is negated. So the Hillmen, who had their fair share of flags to start the game, finally see the dirty laundry dished out to the Antelope Titans on their end of the field, as that'll push the football back to the Antelope 46. Clock running, 9:41 to play here. The Hillmen and the Titans deadlocked at 7 apiece. Who would have thought it? The Hillmen, who came in averaging over 30 points per game, have been limited to just 7 points, but it's hard to score when you can't get the ball back. They need to get the ball back, and they need to do it in a hurry. Shotgun for the first time for Antelope here on first and very, very long. Fletcher, back to pass. Pressure coming. Rolls out to his right. Throws it, and that pass is broken up at the last minute as Baylor Kelly came in like a heat-seeking missile and disrupted and dislodged the football from Shakur. A flag in the backfield. It could be a holding call on the Antelope Titans. We don't want to speculate. We'll wait for the ref's call as Da Silva was coming through for the first time tonight. Etsy was coming through as well. The referee is going to give the signal now, and it is a face mask on Antelope. Penalty is declined. Holding on Antelope as well, and that penalty is accepted. And that'll take the football back all the way to the Antelope 34. Ball is now first and 30. So the Titans, who originally started this set of downs from the Hillman 44, are all the way back to their own 34 now, courtesy of back-to-back holding calls. Shotgun. Two wideouts on both sides of the field, one tailback in the backfield. Fletcher in the gun, drops back. Has time, throws it near side, passes caught near the 44. And that is Shakur, and they will say that Shakur caught it. Gain of 10 on that passing play. Azzarello is telling the referees he didn't catch it. The referees seemingly do not agree, and it's a gain of 10 for Antelope. And a great catch. You got to give your tip of the cap to Jamo Shakur, as Shakur, who has had a couple of plays that have disrupted the Hillman defense tonight, and his latest will make it 2nd and 23 for the Antelope Titans. Munoz in the backfield with Fletcher. Three wideouts to the far side. one to the near side on second and very long. Fletcher back to pass. Has time, throws it over the middle. That pass is incomplete as it was overthrown. Pass was intended for Poole, the tight end. Or actually, it was Young, the tight end. And now we've got another flag on the field. We'll wait to see what the call is. As Fletcher had a clean pocket for the Titans, he threw it over the middle and just overshot his receiver. And we've got yet another holding call on the Antelope Titans. Joey Montoya will decline that one, and that'll bring up third and 23 for the Antelope Titans. And they've got to get to at least the Hillman 44-yard line to move the sticks. Three wideouts far side, one on the near side, one tailback in the backfield with Fletcher in the gun on third and long. Pressure coming. Fletcher swings it out to the backfield. That pass is caught. And not even getting close to the first down is going to be Graham, who is tackled at the 50-yard line. Graham has got a good gain there, but nonetheless, he is at least 7 yards short of the first down. Maldonado makes the tackle. The Titans are marked down at their own 49, as it is officially 4th and 17. And it looks like Antelope is going to punt the football, no questions asked. You don't want to give the Hillman room to breathe and start this set of downs for the Placer offense, potentially, if you don't get it the first down, deep in their own territory. This punt is a little high. The snap was a little high. It's a high-arcing punt. Abs is going to get away from it. It's bounced down around the 25. It bounces backwards and is officially marked down near the Hillman 30. So 8:09 to play as the Hillman will start another drive, and the first drive went according to plan. Well, not necessarily. You had a bunch of penalties. You had a botched snap, but it still ended with a Kiefer Abs touchdown reception. The second drive had a little bump in the road, and not so many points were achieved there. In fact, no points at all. And now this drive starts from the Hillman 31, and now Joey Montoya, or excuse me, it looks like Antelope is going to use their second timeout, so one timeout remaining for the remainder of the first half for the Antelope Titans. And it's been a busy day tonight, or busy night tonight so far, for the Placer Hillman and Joey Montoya. They've had a couple of miscues on offense, had a botched snap, and somehow, some way, they're still tied. And you have to wonder if this game has kind of so far woken up the Hillman, who came in 3-0, they've been destroying everybody in their own path. And out of nowhere, the 0-3 Antelope Titans have this game tied at around the halfway mark of the second quarter. As this drive for the Placer Hillman will officially now start at their own 31-yard line. Miller under center. Going to give it up the middle to Sean Jones, who jukes and jives to around the 33. And Sean Jones, Thomas on the tackle. In Sean Jones, the Hillmen have found a running back who goes north to south. Baylor Kelly has that ability, but he's more of the guy that's going to be on the outside. Sean Jones has really been the battering ram so far. 2nd and 8. Miller, pump fake back to pass, has time, pressure coming up the middle. It is caught by Kelly at the 25. No, it's dropped. Holy guacamole. It was going to be a touchdown as Baylor Kelly saw nothing but green field in front of him. Miller put it on the money to Baylor Kelly and an uncharacteristic drop for BK. And that'll be 3rd and 8 coming up. And this is a recipe that is starting to look very, very, I guess you could say, eerie or weary for the Hillman faithful. Everything on Friday the 13th seems to be a little off for our Hillman so far. 3rd and 8 from the 33. Miller back to pass again. Great protection. Floats it. It is out of the reach of number 4, Merrick Azzarello, and that'll bring up 4th down. Man, and you want to talk about some missed opportunities on that last drive. Ryan Miller puts it right in the breadbasket for Baylor Kelly. He drops it, and then that pass a little bit of a mix-up on the post route between Miller and Azzarello, and another fourth down and another three and out for your Hillman. Reithy back to punt it again tonight, something he has not been accustomed to doing so far this season. It's a high punt, not very good. This one is at the 45. It looks like the ball touched one of the Antelope Titans. We're going to wait to see what the call is here as the Titans were trying to get away from the football. It looked like potentially it hit one of the linemen. The referees will say no, it did not, as the Antelope Titans will start this drive from their own 42. And the longer that Placer lets Antelope hang around, the longer Antelope is convinced they can win this football game. And it's not like Antelope has been horrible on offense either tonight. They have done their fair share of moving the football. And the Hillman, uncharacteristic mistakes and misfires. It's been a spooky night, to say the least, and we're not even at Halloween territory yet. And the referees now are congregating at midfield. You have to wonder what this is about, if it's a spot situation. They can't say that it's Hillman football. It's already done. 7:20 to go, and the referees are having a very, very long conversation, folks, about what's taking place. Both teams are ready to come out for offense and defense out of the huddle. And now we're going to get a reverse. Well, no, it's not a reverse. They're just confirming that is Antelope football. And as you can hear in the background, much to the chagrin of the Hillman faithful.
Possession, Antelope, first and 10.
A lot of boos with no birds. First and 10 from the Antelope 42. It's going to be an end around that goes nowhere, as stuffing that one out are the Hillman. Mason Corey tackled in the backfield as the Hillman were all over that one. Loss of three. Alba on the tackle. He was joined by a pack of green jerseys. They are going to officially mark this ball at the Antelope 39. .6:49 to play. Second and 13 coming up now for the Antelope Titans at their own 39. Under center is Fletcher. Up the middle, it's Graham, as Graham is tackled at the 40. Richie Graham gets it near back near to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be coming up now what looks to be third and 11. 6:20 to play in the second. Maldonado with another tackle. Etsy back in. He tackles on that one as well. 6:12 to play in the first half. A surprising tie ball game at 7-7 as Antelope now on third and 11 looking to move the chains, and your Placer Hillman looking to hang tough here on third and long. Three wideouts in bunch formation on the near side. Halfback toss. Bouncing it out to the outside is going to be LeBlanc, and LeBlanc doesn't get anywhere near the first down. Maybe a gain of a couple. 2 yards is the official ruling. And with 5:35 to go, the Antelope Titans are punting again as Kiefer Abs, who has the only points for your Hillman, courtesy of the touchdown grab, made the tackle on third and long. 5:22 to play in the first half. As the Antelope Titans now are going to punt it. Abs back to return it, and he won't get the opportunity as the play is whistled dead. False start on Antelope, so that'll push Antelope back another 5 yards. As the ball is now marked at the Antelope 38 after the 5 yard off false start penalty. Abs back to return this punt. It is a boomer as it's returned it around the 24. Abs is tackled immediately at the 22. So a great punt return defense there for Antelope.
Habs fields the punt right down at the 22-yard line.
Ball is at the 22-yard line is where this drive will start. So Ryan Miller and company, who have had their fair share of ups and downs in this first half on offense, are trying now to seemingly get some footing. The last couple of drives, they've come away with no points. 5:02 remaining in the first half. The Hillmen are tied at 7-all with the Antelope Titans. Wing T on first and 10. They go up the middle to Sean Jones. Jones still moving his feet across the 25. Under 5 minutes to play officially after that play, as it'll be second down coming up. Second and six coming up. The ball officially marked down at the Placer 29.
7 yards on the play. Second down and a long three.
Second and three coming up. They go up the middle again to Sean Jones. Jones has the first down. Still trudging along across the 45. Back-to-back carries for Sean Jones. Give the Hillmen a first down. 7 yard run by Jones. Puts it to the Hillmen 42, or 37, excuse me. As Adam Young makes the tackle. 4:16 to play. The Hillmen in the wing tee. They send Sanchez Harlow in motion in the backfield. Miller back to pass. Avoids the sack. Fires it to Kelly. Near side at the 40 is caught. So Ryan Miller, as there's a flag on the play. And there's a flag, looks to be at the 36. Ryan Miller finally getting the completion under his belt again. They're going to give a holding call against the Hillmen. So that play to Kelly is negated. And that's a 10-yard penalty right there for the Hillmen. The ball is now at the 27 for the Placer Hillmen. Under 4 minutes to play. And it's off to Sanchez Harlow on the jet sweep. Sanchez Harlow across the 30. Finally wrestled down far side of the 35. So Sanchez Harlow, who had that leg problem early in the game on a similar play, back in there. It's a good sign to see Sanchez Harlow back out there. One of the unsung heroes in the running game for the Hillmen. Second and 13 to play now. 3:35 remaining in the first half. The Hillmen deadlocked with the Antelope Titans at 7 apiece. Miller under center in the wing tee. Sends a man in motion. Miller back to pass. Has time. Floats it under to Kelly at the 30. At the 40, ball is loose, but he was ruled down.
Miller's pass complete to Kelly.
Pass is complete to Kelly at the 39. So Kelly, who they've been trying to get Baylor Kelly in some plays here to get him loose. To no avail, as Antelope has had him stuffed up for a majority of the night thus far. 2:50 remaining in the first half. The Hillmen have to get it on this third down to at least their own 47 to move the sticks. Two tailbacks on wing tee and third down. Miller back to pass. Pressure coming. Darts out of the pocket. Throws it. Passes. Caught the 50. Breaking one tackle is going to be Abs. Abs still going. Shakes and bakes again, and he's out across the 50-yard line. And so a big play to Kiefer Abs. It's been quite a night for Kiefer Abs, who has the touchdown grab and now the big grab on third down to move the chains. Ball officially marked down at the Antelope 46. We are going to be under 2 minutes in the first half right after this play on first and 10. Shotgun for Ryan Miller and company. Two wideouts near side. Miller, quick step, throws it. Has a wide open Azarello at the 30. 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Placer Hillmen. Merrick Azarello opens the floodgates. There was no one out there to cover Merrick Azarello. All he had to do was stop and sit still and be patient for the ball to come. And Ryan Miller, his spidey senses tingling, he knew he was open, and he threw it downfield. And the Hillmen have their first lead of the night. Merrick Azzarello, who has had his fair share of moments in the early season, with a touchdown grab there, and the Hillmen penning the PAT up six. Low snap, Marcus, no problem. He bangs the PAT through, and with 1:53 remaining in the first half, the Hillmen are up seven. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, if you need a trophy or a plaque, go to Auburn Trophies in the foothills. Joey Montoya looking on as he's signaling, let's keep it going here, let's keep it going, let's not take our foot off the gas pedal. And the Hillmen, seemingly after being caught off guard by that kickoff return for a touchdown, have found their footing and are firing on all cylinders now on offense. 1:53 remaining in the first half, and you got to give Ryan Miller on the offense props. They had some struggles early on, a couple of three and outs, and they finally once again hit pay dirt. That's two touchdowns now by Miller, one to Abs, and then another one to Azzarello. And with 1:53 to play, the Hillmen are up 14-7 in the first half. And that is the offense for the Placer Hillmen we've been accustomed to seeing all year thus far. Big plays, especially in the passing game. And despite it not being Kelly, it's still Azzarello. It's still Abs. Sean Jones has been running the football productive so far. So the Hillmen offense that we have been accustomed to seeing has woken up, and it's a 7-point lead for the green and gold. Marcus set to kick this one off. And this one is going to be a boomer. Gray, who took the kickoff back for a touchdown on the opening kickoff, has it at the 10, and he is tackled at the 20. And lowering the boom right there is Luke Platzer. Or actually, it's number 9, Jaden Sheldon. So Jaden Sheldon on special teams with a thudding tackle. And that's how the Antelope drive will start from their own 20-yard line. Antelope starts from their own 20-yard line. They've got one timeout remaining in the first half. Three wideouts to the near side, one to the far side, one tailback to the right of Fletcher in the shotgun. Fletcher, quick drop. That pass is incomplete. It was intended for number 80 on the play. So second and 10 now with 1:45 to play in the first half. The Hillmen defense standing pat thus far. This has been the most a team has been able to be productive as far as running the football. Throwing the football has been a different story for Antelope tonight. Second and 10. Fletcher in the gun, same formation as first and 10. Back to pass, pressure coming. Fletcher going to throw it the middle of the field, caught by 80, who has the first down. Still up, and he's finally wrestled down at around the 25. Forward progress will put it to the 31-yard line for Antelope. And again, Antelope only has one timeout remaining, so they've got to go fast here with 1:35 to go and the clock running. The Titans on the move. Ball to 31 after a gain of 11 on that play. Fletcher in the gun. They go two wideouts to the near side this time around. Two to the far. Snap. Fletcher fires it middle. This one is caught by Shakur, as that one is to the 35 for Jamo Shakur. 107 to play. Gain of four there for Antelope. They're moving, but they've got to hurry. It's now under a minute to play in the first half. Fletcher again to Shakur over the middle. Flag is down. Shakur scurries out across the Antelope 45, or 40, excuse me. And as mentioned, a flag on the play. It's going to be another penalty. It's a face mask, actually, on the Hillman. They're going to call it hands in the face. So the Hillman doing their part to keep the Antelope drive moving upfield. That ball now is at the 45-yard line. Five-yard penalty on the hands in the face call. 55 seconds to go here in the first half as the Hillman just trying to avoid any big plays right now. You don't want to give up any big plays. 49 seconds remaining. Shotgun for Antelope. Fletcher back to pass. Over the middle, it is incomplete. Just off the hands of Clifford Poole, number 8, the tight end. We've got another flag at the line of scrimmage. 41 seconds remaining. And it's going to be another hands-to-the-face call on the Hillman. Back-to-back hands-to-the-face calls on the Hillman, and that is something Joey Montoya is not going to like very, very much. That takes the ball now from the 45 to the Hillman 40 with 41 seconds remaining. And oh, by the way, the Antelope Titans still have their last timeout of the first half to spend. Shotgun again for Antelope with two wideouts near side and far side. Fletcher in the gun, one tailback to his right. Three-step drop. Has time over the middle. Shakur has it at the 30. He cuts it upfield, 25-20, 15-10. There goes Shakur, 5. He is almost there, and he's finally tackled out of bounds. Far side at the 5-yard line of the Placer Hillman. So Fletcher connects with Shakur on the slant route for a gain of 40, and with 30 seconds left, the Titans, as Shakur gets out of bounds, stop the clock, 30 seconds, and the Titans now looking to tie it up. Fletcher, swing route to Graham, breaks one tackle, and Graham is in for the end zone for the touchdown. And just like that, the Antelope Titans, 0-3, Antelope Titans are a extra PAT away from tying this game up at 14-all, and you have to wonder what in the world is going on. A crazy first down, or first half for the Placer Hillman. Very uncharacteristic. And man, Sweetman in to attempt the PAT as the Hillman, who have not given up 14 points in the first half in any of the first three contests, have done it tonight. A defense that has been locked and loaded has been giving up uncharacteristic big plays as Sweetman looks to tie it up at 20. And that one is going to be on the Hillman. Had some players moving before the ball was snapped. 24 seconds remaining. It's going to be offsides on the Hillman. That's going to move the ball up a couple yards. You can only go so far on a PAT. But nonetheless, it's going to push the spot of the ball to around the Hillman 2-yard line for this PAT, which makes the PAT for Sweetman a little more easier to navigate. Snap, hold. Sweetman bangs it through the uprights. And we are tied at 14 apiece with 24 seconds remaining. Man, this kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area. For all your trophies and plaque needs, go to Auburn Trophies. And the Mel's Diner. How can you forget the Mel's Diner? Great food, great vibes, and great minds who think alike who want to go to the Mel's Diner on Highway 49. So, wow, where do you start? The Hillman give up a 95-yard kickoff return to make it 7-0. They battle back, get the lead 14-7, and then, with less than a minute to play in the first half, allow the Antelope Titans, who have struggled on offense all year, to go 80 yards down the field to tie it at 14. Man. Antelope will start this kickoff from their own 40, and you have to wonder, with three timeouts at his disposal, what the strategy is for Joey Montoya. 24 seconds, but you have all three timeouts, and maybe try something on first down. If you get a big gain, try something. Baylor Kelly returns this inside the Hillman 5-yard line. Kelly across the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and Kelly is gone. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Take it all the way, BK. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. Baylor Kelly, he is him, and he is he, and he is gone for the touchdown. 95 yards to the house.
95 yards.
And with 12 seconds remaining, the Hillmen are back on top. So no need to worry about how to use those three timeouts. They won't need them. The Hillmen with 12 seconds remaining get a 95-yard kickoff return for Baylor Kelly, who has been seemingly quiet all night by his standards. And tonight, he finally has been awoken as Baylor Kelly goes 95 yards for the kickoff return for a touchdown. And the Hillman with a PAT here could regain that 7-point lead. Marcus gets it. And just like that, 21-14, Placer Hillman. Twelve seconds remaining here in the first half. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies. For all your trophy needs, Auburn Trophies. 12 seconds remaining in the first half. The Hillmen lead by 7 again, courtesy of Baylor Kelly. And with 12 seconds remaining, the Hillmen now just trying to get off the field without giving up the lead or giving back the lead, something they failed to do on the last try. Gray back to return this kickoff for the Antelope Titans, and the kick by Marcus is a chip shot to the Antelope 20, and they'll get this one back to their 25, and a great kickoff coverage there for Christian Gromicki, number 10, as Gromicki, the safety, also a tight end, makes the tackle with 7 seconds remaining here in the first half here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. They are going to officially mark this ball at what looks to be the Antelope 27. 7 seconds remaining. You have to wonder how aggressive Antelope is going to be. More than likely, they're going to take a knee here. They've got two wide receivers to the far side, actually just one to the far side. Graham comes off the field. They bobble the snap, but nonetheless, Fletcher gets it, and they will finally take a knee. We're going to go to halftime as your Hillman. They have the lead, which is what many people expected. The shocker. They only lead by 7, so the Hillmen will go into the half to the locker room trying to fix out all those kinks. No doubt Joey Montoya and company have a lot to discuss. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a couple minutes here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 Hillman, or 104.5 FM. The Hillmen lead by 7.
Hi, Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance, and inflation has never been so real. What better way to put money back in your pocket than saving money on insurance? Don't let another season pass without checking on your rates. Bonds, general liability, and workman's comp are just a few of the products we offer, and the savings can be staggering. Give us a crack and hit a home run with Homer Insurance. Call 916-339-7070 right now and find out how much you can save. That's 916-339-7070.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on KHI.
Only 1 in 5 people with disabilities, including those with autism, are employed, despite many having the skill set and desire to work.
Maybe it's because employers don't know what kind of jobs they can do.
Okay, try me.
What about a programmer?
That is a job for someone with autism.
What about a teacher?
That is a job for someone with autism.
Oh, how about a healthcare worker?
Yes, those are all jobs for someone with autism. The truth is, qualified people with autism can do a lot of different jobs, but often get overlooked due to outdated stigmas and beliefs. Businesses value diversity, but sometimes don't recognize the unique strengths and abilities of the autism community. Introducing WIN, the Workplace Inclusion Now program by Autism Speaks. We help businesses lead the way in inclusive hiring.
Ooh, what about a ranch hand?
Yeah!
Sure, that's a job for someone with autism too. To learn more, go to autismspeaks.org/win. That's autismspeaks.org/win.
I can't believe we have to make this commercial.
It's ridiculous.
You'll think it's ridiculous too. Listen to this.
This commercial is about, well, it's about parents being rude at high school athletic events.
Ridiculous, right?
It gets worse. Studies show more than 75% of new high school officials are quitting because of bad adult behavior.
So now there's a shortage of refs here in California, in almost all sports.
No officials means no more games.
Is that what you want for us?
Come on, parents.
It's time to grow up.
Cheer for your team.
Be proud of your children.
But stop being so ridiculous.
And don't make us run another commercial.
Because we will.
This message presented by the California Interscholastic Federation and the California State Athletic Directors Association, reminding you to always practice good sportsmanship.
Hi, KHI listeners. I'm Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance. So what makes us different? Well, first of all, we live in your community and understand the insurance environment you're dealing with. Whether it's your home or your business, your insurance situation is unique. We have access to an enormous market of top-rated carriers, and we'll find the one that fits your unique situation the best. We want you to experience the service you deserve. Hit a home run and call Homer Insurance today. 916-339-7070. That's 916-339-7070.
And here's your KHI News for Friday, September 13th. I'm Chris Quant. Teen arrested after Del Oro High School employee threatened over text, authorities say. This is from the Sacramento Bee. A 16-year-old student was arrested Thursday by the Placer County Sheriff's Office after a high school staff member in Loomis was texted an anonymous threat, according to school staff and deputies. Del Oro High School administrators were told Tuesday that a staff member had been threatened anonymously, according to a news release from the Placer Union High School District. The sheriff's office began to investigate and traced it back to the teenage student. It's unclear whether the student will face charges. Quote, we want to be clear that we take all matters of student and staff very seriously, and individuals will be held accountable for their actions, unquote. Sarah Rath, a spokeswoman for the Placer Union High School District, wrote in a news release. It was unclear what the threat entailed. Elise Soviar, a spokeswoman for the Placer County Sheriff's Office, declined to describe the message and said, quote, the threat was vague, unquote. Mysterious booms in Roseville found to be agricultural tools. This is from Fox 40 News. The source of some very mysterious and alarming overnight booms in western Roseville have been uncovered. Roseville City Council member for District 5, Scott Alvord, posted on Facebook Wednesday morning that the explosive sounds originated from a series of agricultural instruments, a defensive system of propane-powered sound cannons that generates a large boom was found to be the source of the alarming noise. According to Sonic Sentinel, a manufacturer of these cannons, they say they are, quote, humane, effective deterrents for discouraging birds and other wildlife from inhabiting unsafe or undesirable locations, unquote. Alvord wrote that these booms are commonplace when living near agricultural land, but there is typically a form of sound muffling to reduce the sound signature in residential areas. In a message to Alvord, Placer County Director of Agriculture, Parks, and Natural Resources, Josh Hunsinger wrote, quote, we were able to track down the source of the booms, and it turns out that it was one of the nearby almond growers who was scaring off crows who were eating their almonds, unquote. The cannons have been turned off as of Wednesday, as the farmers have begun harvesting their almonds. Back with more after this.
Colorectal cancer patients hear a million things when they are diagnosed.
At least it's a good cancer.
You're strong. You got this,
girl. Just stay positive.
You don't look sick.
My dad had cancer.
You know, I saw a juice
cleanse. I'm so sorry.
Everything will be fine.
You'll beat this. You're tough.
What are you going to do now?
And then there's what they really need to hear.
The Colorectal Cancer Alliance are survivors and caregivers who have lived what you are going through.
Did you know that the Alliance has access to clinical trials, screening navigation, and treatment options?
The BRUDDY program helped me understand things in a way my doctors couldn't.
We are the largest nonprofit dedicated to ending colon and rectal cancers.
The Alliance is a guide along your path with cancer.
There is real hope.
Everyone over 45 needs to get screened. Everyone.
Learn about preventive screening and find support at colorectalcancer.org. Go to the Alliance. Go to colorectalcancer.org.
Continuing now with your K-High News from the Morning Brew, 33,000 Boeing factory workers went on strike. Boeing's year just went from bad to worse. Aircraft assembly workers belonging to the company's largest union walked off the job at 12:01 a.m. Pacific time after overwhelmingly rejecting a contract agreed to by the company and union leaders last Sunday. Workers were set to receive a 25% pay hike over 4 years, but they said it wasn't enough to keep up with the cost of living. The strike will shutter production of Boeing's best-selling jets and deal another financial blow to a company already reeling from an in-flight panel blowout in January. The walkout also presents an immediate challenge to CEO Kelly Ortberg, who just started the job 6 weeks ago and had pleaded with workers not to strike. Boeing responded that it was, quote, ready to get back to the table to reach a new agreement, unquote. OpenAI says its new model can reason like a person. The ChatGPT maker released a preview of a new artificial intelligence model that's officially called O1, but is known to the tech heads who eagerly awaited it by its internal code name, Strawberry, a cheeky reference to AI's inability to determine the correct number of R's in the word. The company claims the new model can perform sophisticated human-like reasoning, allowing it to solve complex math and coding problems. It's been a big week for OpenAI. It also had talks with investors about raising funds with the company valued at $150 billion, and CEO Sam Altman got to sit down with Oprah for a TV special. And from the Morning Brew, here's what else is brewing. Donald Trump said he won't debate Kamala Harris again. McDonald's will extend its $5 meal deal through December to keep customers coming back for more burgers and nuggets. Microsoft plans to lay off 650 people from its Xbox unit. Harvey Weinstein, the currently incarcerated former movie mogul, has been indicted on additional sex crime charges in advance of his New York retrial. A 4.7 magnitude earthquake shook Southern California yesterday.
And Bon Jovi and a production assistant took a break from filming a music video to talk a woman safely off the edge of a Nashville bridge. And finally, also from the Morning Brew, today's word of the day is fruition, meaning realization. Fruition. And that's your K-High News for this Friday, September 13th. I'm Chris Quant.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we can help. Sometimes in class, the only thing your child can focus on are the thoughts racing through their head.
Why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone? So different?
Your child is looking to you for answers. But as a parent, you probably have a lot of questions too. What should I do next? Where do I even start? At understood.org, we provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
Calling all big thinkers. The world's climate is changing. These aren't new facts, but it means we must think in new ways about how we can live, prosper, and provide energy for our world while protecting our planet. Engineers are answering the call to create cleaner, safer, reliable energy. Solar power, harnessing the power of the sun to light all corners of the globe. Wind power, channeling a simple breeze to bring electricity to our homes. Hydro power, using the natural flow of water to generate electricity. Nuclear power, engineering advanced reactors that are safer, more reliable, and produce zero carbon emissions. Engineers are leading the way and empowering the next generation. Engineers answer the call. Brought to you by the National Academy of Engineering. Learn more at nae.edu.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I am Penn Holderness.
And we're here to remind you to get your cancer screenings.
Now, we don't have cancer, but we do want to keep it that way.
And while you don't have to race to the doctor.
Oh, but I like races, honey, especially when they're amazing races.
I see what you did there. But you do need to make time for routine screenings. I schedule my annual mammogram and gyno appointments every year around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
Well, that sounds like fun. Can I get in on that? I mean, I like lunch.
Well, you have a colon and you're over 45 and you have lungs.
Yeah.
And didn't you smoke in college?
Well, a little bit.
Okay, so seriously, Penn, if there is something, early detection can make all the difference.
Okay, I'll get screened.
This C word can be scary, but routine screenings for breast, cervical, colorectal, lung, and prostate cancers can detect cancer early, even before symptoms appear.
Please visit preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
Because early detection equals better outcomes.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food in a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn. A proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
And welcome back. Keith Joganidis here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Your Hillmen lead it by 7 heading into the second half. It was a second half for your Hillmen, or first half for your Hillmen, excuse me. That was very eventful. It started out right off the gate, a 95-yard kickoff return for the upstart Antelope Titans, which gave them a slim 7-0 lead. Your Hillman battled back. They scored 14 of the next 21 points to make it 14-7. With less than 2 minutes in the first half, the Antelope Titans went 80 yards for the touchdown. And now, your Hillman retake the lead after Baylor Kelly's last-second kickoff return with 12 seconds remaining in the first half. They lead it by 7. So your Hillman have come out, and whether they thought it was going to be an easy game or an easy victory or whatever the case may be, they only lead by 7. 2 minutes remaining until kickoff. We're going to take one more break. Can the Hillman finish the job to go to 4-0? We're going to find out on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
The Native community is big for me. Makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a Sundancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family is ready to see me, and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn. Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Plaster Hillman Football on KHI.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. We are set to kick the ball off to start the second half. Your Hillman will get it to start the second half, and the offense started firing on all cylinders for your Hillman as the game progressed in the first half, and now they'll try to get that momentum and keep it going to take this first drive of the second half and make it a two-score advantage. The Antelope Titans are still conversing, and now they finally come onto the field. Alex Sweetman is set to kick the ball off. KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis with you here on the call. As the Hillman lead at 21-14, can the Hillman close it out and go to 4-0 for the first time in over 5 years? We're going to find out right now. Sweetman kicks it off, and the Hillman will return this one. It's taken at the 10 by Kiefer Abs, out across the 20, 25. Ball is poked out, and it is recovered by Antelope. Still on the ground. There's a fight for it. Antelope says they've got it. And it's going to go to Antelope. Oh, Lord. A costly turnover on the kickoff for the Hillman. And Antelope will start the second half inside the Hillman 25. And Joey Montoya, suffice it to say, is not amused.
Ball will be spotted at the Hillman 20-yard line.
A game that has been uncharacteristic for the Hillman. Turnovers, miscues on offense and defense, and now Fletcher and company start this drive right at the Hillman 20. Graham on the carry, still going. Breaks one tackle across the 15, flag on the play.
Graham on the carry for about 10.
It's a gain of 10, tentatively. And we got another holding call on Antelope. Man, Antelope has played neck for neck with Placer so far today, but that 10-yard penalty is going to back him up to the Hillman 26. 11:42 to play as the Placer Hillman just allowing Antelope to stay in this ball game, and now we're going to get a whistle here. The refs were congregating at midfield. Now all is good. Fletcher in the gun on first and 16. Rolls out to his right. Fires it. Passes. Broken up. Almost intercepted by Sanchez Harlow. And nonetheless, second and long coming up as Danny had a beat on that one.
Broken up by Sanchez.
Great instincts there by Sanchez Harlow. Second down coming up with 11:27 to play. Antelope's got to get this ball to the Placer 11 to move the sticks. And you have to wonder what's going through the mind of the Placer Hillman, whether they thought this was going to be an easy road to a victory or it was going to be a cakewalk. It has been nothing of the sort tonight. Antelope has come to play, and they're focused, and they're hungry, and they're locked in. I formation, Fletcher goes under center. Graham in the backfield led by one fullback. Halfback toss. That halfback toss is bobbled in the backfield, and Graham gets on it at the last moment. Man, so third and long coming up as both teams have had trouble securing the football. Ball's at the 31-yard line still with 11:03 to play. That's Fletcher in the gun now. Graham to his left. Three wideouts to the far side. Now they're going to send Graham out to the near side in the slot, and he's back in the backfield. And now they send him out to the far side, so three wideouts to the far side, two to the near. Empty backfield formation. Fletcher in the gun, pressure coming. Going to go downfield as a man open. It is caught by Graham at the five. Still going as Graham. He tries to roll into the end zone, and he's marked down at the one. Man, Antelope is coming out in this second half, firing on all cylinders. Pull with the grab, and Antelope is at the one-yard line, looking to tie this one up again. It has been a slew of a sloppy kind of game for Placer. Misreads on defense and offense, fumbles, turnovers, big plays given up, you name it. An uncharacteristic game by our Hillman tonight, folks. Fletcher up the middle to Graham. Graham will walk into the end zone for the touchdown. Seemingly, they haven't marked him down or in the end zone yet. And they say touchdown now. So Graham with the touchdown as the Titans, pending the PAT, have cut it to one. .956 remaining in the third quarter. It is the most silent you could ever imagine it being at Lefevre Stadium so far as the Hillman coming into this one 3-0 against 0-3 Antelope. And the PAT is bobbled and still going, though. They're going to toss it into the end zone, and it's caught. Antelope, who seemingly was going to get wrecked in the backfield, just converted a two-point conversion out of thin air. And the Antelope Titans, just like that, are up 1 point with 9:56 remaining in the third. So the Placer Hillman once again are trailing the Antelope Titans, albeit by 1 point, but they still trail with 9:56 remaining in the third quarter. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies, Auburn Trophies, for all your trophy needs, think Auburn Trophies. As Sweetman is back to kick the ball off, Kelly and Abs are back to return it. And the Hillmen down one and trying not to do what happened last time, which was fumble the opening kickoff return. Kelly takes it at the 15, bounces it out near side, 35, breaks another tackle, makes one man miss at the 45. And that's where Baylor Kelly is tackled out of bounds. A great kickoff return for BK. And that's where this drive will start for Ryan Miller and company. So Ryan Miller goes in to the huddle with 9:48 remaining in the third. The Hillmen trailing by 1 point against the Antelope Titans. They're going to go under center to start this drive from the 46. Play action. Miller steps up. Downfield. He's got Sanchez. Hornelow has got the ball. 10-5. Touchdown. Placer Hillmen. And one play is all it takes for the Hillmen to regain the lead. The play action worked to perfection as Sanchez Harlow beat his man deep down the middle of the field. All Ryan Miller had to do was step up in the pocket and let it fly. And the Hillmen lead by 5, 27-22, pending the PAT. The PAT is good for the Placer Hillmen. And the lead is back to 6 for your Hillmen. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies. 9:40 to play. The Hillmen back up 6. First play of that last drive goes for a touchdown as the Hillmen reclaim the lead, and that was the kind of play that needed them to get going. The air was kind of taken out of the sails of the crowd off the fumble. And thus the Hillmen brought it back with that 6-point advantage after the touchdown. And the air in the crowd is once again electric. The band chiming in, playing their instruments, and that's what you like to see. Get back in the game after a big, big letdown on the turnover, get back into it, get the crowd fired up, and that's what the Hillmen did right there. Marcus has a high kick here. It's fielded or drops at the 25, and going out of bounds is Munoz. They're going to mark Munoz out about the 25. So that's where Antelope will start this drive. They didn't have to go too far on the last drive as they started at the Placer 20. But now they'll have to go 75 yards to reclaim the lead. And they've had their moments offensively. It's just the penalties have killed him. It's kind of what got Casa Roble on opening week. I formation, halfback toss. It's behind Graham. He picks it up and is just going to fall on it at around the 15. And that's another bad toss to Graham. It's the second one of the night for Fletcher by our count. They're going to give him a loss of 9 on that play. 9-10. Second and 19 coming up now for Antelope. .852 to play. I formation. Second and 19 for Antelope here. Fletcher under center. They go up the middle this time to Graham, who's out across the 15. He's tackled at the 20.
Graham gets stopped at the 20-yard line.
The gain of about four there. So now it's third and 15 coming up. Kime makes the tackle.
And Sanchez
on the stop as well. So the Hillman defense aided by a little miscue here and there by Antelope, but nonetheless they're starting to find their footing and lock down on defense here. Antelope's going to have to get to the 35, and the refs are going to whistle before anything happens. It's an official timeout, so no team is charged. Both teams still have all three of their timeouts remaining. Fletcher in the gun. Three wideouts to the near side. Two to the far side. Back to pass. Over the middle. It's caught by Shakur as the first down at the 40 for Antelope. J-Mo Shakur going airborne to get that pass over the middle on the seam route. Moving the sticks. They're going
to
mark that ball at the 40. So Antelope with the clutch third down conversion with 7:37 to go, down six and driving. Fletcher goes up the middle, and it's going to be no gain there and maybe a gain of one there
for Graham.
And Graham has just been a horse tonight with the football. De Silva making the tackle. Alba in there as well to make the stop. They are going to give Graham a gain of one on first and 10. Second and nine coming up with 7:04 remaining in the third quarter. Antelope has taken their time so far getting the play calls in tonight. It's kind of slowed the tempo down to their own kind of pace and has kind of affected Placer. 6:45 to play. Fletcher, I-back formation under center. Sends a man in motion. They give it to Graham. Graham tried to bounce it out to the outside. Now cuts it in. Breaks one tackle. Lunges forward for a gain of about two.
Graham takes the carry to the 43-yard line.
Ball's marked down to the 43. They give him three on the play. Third and seven coming up now. So now they've got to get to the 50. Antelope does. And it looked like that play was broken up, and it was, as the Hillman stopped that one as Big Ivan De Silva in the trenches. Graham went up front, and he tried to move up front in between the line, and De Silva was not fooled. Fourth and four coming up. And it looks like the punting unit is going to come on now for Antelope. So Placer does what they needed to do here in the third quarter as they stop Antelope on downs. So Abs back to return the punt at the Placer 20. Abs, who had the ball poked out at the last minute on the opening kickoff, which then prompted Antelope to get the lead for the time being. And it's a fake. And there's blocking. And it looks like Placer stopped him at the last minute. Wait a minute. There's a little bit of confusion. I think they whistled the play dead. Luopa. As Luopa looked like he got it. And they're going to make Luopa, they're going to say he stopped short at the 49. A great fake by Antelope, but it falls just 1 yard short. Antelope is saying that they had the forward progress on the fourth down play. And it looks like Placer now will start the drive from the Antelope 49. Now the refs are meeting at midfield. Antelope wants an explanation. So Luopa took the fake punt run up the middle. It looked like he was going to get it. Luopa looked like he crossed the first down marker as they blew the whistle. He was never marked down. He got wrestled back in the backfield, kept moving. There was no official whistle. It's hard to say when forward progress was stopped or when the play was officially marked dead. Antelope wants an explanation, rightfully so, if we're being transparent. Under 5 minutes to play in the third, 4:54 remaining, and Placer gets the ball now at the Antelope 49. And everybody in the stands, I'm assuming, thought it was a first down. The rule of thumb is if it is an inadvertent whistle, you have to replay the down. The time being, they're not marking it as an inadvertent whistle. We're still waiting to get an explanation. For the time being, it is Placer's football at the Antelope 49. And the play has moved on. The refs have signaled it is Placer football at the Antelope 49 with 4:54 remaining. First and 10. Sanchez Harlow gives it off to Kelly. Kelly cuts it inside 40. 35, 30, and there goes Baylor Kelly. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. Baylor Kelly's second touchdown of the night has put the Hillman up 12 pending the PAT. .444 to go. The Hillman penning the PAT up 12. Good snap, good hold. Marcus's PAT is good. Or actually no good, excuse me, man. So Andrew Marcus misses the PAT. But the Hillman still lead by 12 off the Baylor Kelly run on first down. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy needs. Auburn Trophies. First and 10 now from the kickoff. Hillman lead by 12 after Baylor Kelly's 49-yard touchdown run. And the Hillman, just like that, up double digits. And for the first time tonight, it feels like they are starting to pull away. Marcus's kickoff is going to be returned by Gray around the 18-yard line. Gray cuts it upfield, out across the 25, and he is nailed at the 25. 4:37 remaining here in the third quarter. .437 to play. Lead is to 12 for Placer. Ball marked down now at the Antelope 25. They'll have to go 75 yards to make this a one-possession game again. Fletcher under center. They're going to give it off to Graham, who Graham has met in the backfield. And a great read there for the Hillman by Justice Alba, number 60, who pushes him back for a big loss on first and 10. They're going to officially mark it a loss of 3 on the first and 10 run by Graham. And that's the kind of push up front that the Hillman have not been able to get all night up until this point. Ball marked officially now at the Antelope 22. Second and 13 coming up. Shotgun again for Antelope. They've done more shotgun formation in the second half as opposed to the first half to kind of spread the field out. Fletcher in the gun. Zips it. Pass is incomplete. Intended for Bobby Beers, number four. Third and long coming up. And we got a flag on the field. See what the call is. And it's going to be an ineligible receiver downfield is the call. Penalty declined. So third down still. So third and 13 coming up now as the refs signal that last play is an ineligible receiver. So now third and long for Antelope. They've got to get to the 45 to move the sticks. Fletcher in the gun. Two wideouts on both sides. One running back flanking him to his right. Pressure coming. Fletcher steps up in the pocket, and he's finally sacked at around the 15-yard line by the Hillman. It looks like Atkinson was there, number 53, as the Hillman first sack of the night for the Hillman. They force fourth down. And this punt is a high one. It bounces backwards and then back to the 45 for Placer.
Probably down at the Hillman 44-yard line.
And that's where the ball was marked down to the 44-yard line for the Hillman. .248 remaining as the Hillman have this ball marked to their own 45. And they'd like to put this one to bed finally and go up three scores. 56 combined points between the two teams. First and 10, up the middle, Sean Jones. Jones cuts it inside, 45, and he's tackled near the first down sticks as Sean Jones has been running hard per norm. First down Hillman is the call as the chains are moved at the 45 of Antelope. Ball at the 40 now as the Hillmen taking their time getting up to the line of scrimmage. Ryan Miller under center. Jones the carry again across the 40. Spins out of it, and he's finally tackled at around the 38 of the Antelope Titans. Gains on the stop. We are under 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Second down and four. Coming up for the Hillman. They got to move the sticks to do that. They got to get to the 35. Empty formation. They dump it off in the flat, and this is going to be Jones again, who's out across the 20-yard line of Antelope. Push out of bounds at the 23 is Sean Jones. First and 10 for your Hillman. Moving the sticks once again as Jones is pushed out of bounds on the big pass play. They're going to say Jones was out of bounds at the 23 now, so first and 10 from the 23 for the Hillman. Shotgun formation. Miller hands it off. Sean Jones up the middle, breaks one tackle, sidesteps, and he's inside the Antelope 20, knocked down at the 18.
Jones for a gain of four.
125 to play in the third as the Hillman if you wanted to get technical, it arguably is their most fluid drive of the night thus far. Second and six coming up now for the Hillmen. Miller under center. Fakes it. Now it's Baylor Kelly up the middle. Kelly is at the 15. We got a late flag coming in. With 1 minute remaining, Kelly has the first down, but it's a holding call on the Hillmen, and so that negates the big run by Baylor Kelly. Ball is now placed at the Antelope 29 after the penalty. A minute remaining here in the third. Hillmen up 12 in the driver's seat and driving until that penalty. Second and 15. They're going to waste no time. Jones up the middle. Cuts it out to the outside as Jones is tackled near the 20-yard line. He'll be marked down what looks to be the 22. Clock continuing to run here. Under a minute to play. Ball's at the 22, 25 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Back to pass, Ryan Miller throws it. It is caught at the 10. Out of bounds is going to be Kiefer Abs. What a great play that was by Kiefer to catch that ball near side. And they're going to say incomplete now. Kiefer Abs is saying, I had it at the last minute, and I got my toe in there. And you can hear the fans not too pleased at that incomplete pass call. The fans had their say, the refs have theirs, and they say it's fourth and nine, incomplete pass. Ball is at the Antelope 22, fourth and nine. Miller back to pass, pressure coming. Dumps it off to Sean Jones, who has the first down, maybe. In short, Sean Jones out of bounds at the 11-yard line. There's a player down on the field, time being, and then finally getting up is going to be Azzarello, who's going to limp off the field. And now they're going to say Jones did get the first down on the completion, and it's a fresh new set of downs. Five seconds remaining here in the third quarter. First and 10. Up the middle is Jones, and Jones met by a wall, and he's pushed back, and that will be the last play of the third quarter. So your Hillmen up 12 as we go to the fourth quarter. 34-22. They are less than 15 minutes away from going to 4-0. We'll take a quick break here on KI Radio 950 AM 104.5 FM.
Wow, 2023 saw home insurance soar out of control, forcing many people to actually contemplate selling their home. Brandon Harris here to say it's not all doom and gloom. At Homer Insurance, you'll talk to real insurance experts that have real solutions. We work with dozens of real estate companies helping their agents solve problems every day. If you think you're paying too much, give us a crack and call Homer Insurance today at 916-339-7070. 916-339-7070.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
12 minutes remaining. is all that sets apart the Hillmen from being 4-0 after tonight on KHI Radio 950 AM 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis here with you on the call. The Hillmen up 12 after a exciting jam-packed third quarter that saw them hit a deep ball downfield for a touchdown. And then Baylor Kelly extend the lead to 12. As Joey Montoya having a little conversation with the ref about something, ball is officially marked down at the 11-yard line of the Antelope Titans. A touchdown here would nonetheless most likely lock up a 4-0 start. Miller up the middle. It's going to be Jones on the carry. Get about 3 yards for Sean Jones on the first down carry. Second down coming up. Well, actually, third down, excuse me. So third and seven for the Hillmen with 11:35 to play. Under center is Ryan Miller. They give it to Kelly on the end around, and Kelly is into the end zone. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. Baylor Kelly might have just put the nail in the coffin. His third touchdown tonight, and the lead to 18 pending the extra PAT. Andrew Marcus, his last PAT was no good, and this one is good. And the lead is to 19. 11-18 to play. Your Hillmen comfortably up 19. This game is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Or this kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy needs. A 19-point lead for the Hillmen with 11-18 to play. Joey Montoya on the sideline emphasizing still attack, attack, attack. Be aggressive. This kickoff by Marcus is taken at around the 5-yard line. And that return will get to around the 29 by Gray for Antelope.
Stop made by number 50, Brayden Wright.
Stop made by Wright number 50. So the Hillmen up 19 and in the driver's seat. Barring anything crazy, they will come out victorious in this game, and they will look ahead to next week against Del Campo back on the road on September 20th. First and 10 here for Fletcher and company. Back to pass. Swings it out to the flat to Graham. Graham cuts it inside. Still going. Just to get back to the line of scrimmage. Second down coming up now. So the Hillmen did not play a perfect game tonight, but nonetheless were still able to show what they can do when they're on their A game. Second and 10 now for Fletcher in the shotgun. Back to pass, has time, over the middle. The pass is caught by the tight end Poole, who is near the sticks at the 40. And it looks like they're going to move the chains as Poole gets the first down on the slant route. Ball now at the 40-yard line for Antelope. Shotgun for the Titans. Fletcher gets the snap. Back to pass. Over the middle again. That pass is caught by Shakur. Breaks one tackle for a gain of five. Ball now at the 45 for Antelope. And you got to give Antelope credit. 0-3 on the season. Many people did not think they were going to be able to hang with Placer. They did more than that. They've had the lead a couple of times tonight as this program continues to take steps and rebuild. And no doubt they have their fair share of talent on the field on both sides of the football. 9:30 remaining in regulation. Shotgun. Fletcher back to pass. They're going to whistle this play dead before it even starts. Flag on the play.
Offside's the call against the helmet. That'll be a 5-yard penalty.
Offside's on Placer. 5-yard penalty. Ball now at the helmet 49. Fletcher in the gun. Tailback to the left for Antelope. Shotgun formation. Pressure coming, and that pass is intercepted by Kelly at the 50. 40, 35, 30. Kelly will walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. It looked like Fletcher was trying to throw it away. He didn't get enough air or strength under it, and Baylor Kelly picked it off at midfield and took it back to the near side for a 50-yard interception return for a touchdown. So Baylor Kelly showing you the entire arsenal tonight. On offense and defense. So Placer now is waiting to kick the PAT. Marcus, PAT is good. Placer extends the lead to 26. So the Hillman doing it both on offense and defense. Better late than never. It has not been a perfect game. But nonetheless, it's been one of their more impressives as they were able to overcome a slow start. 8:44 remaining, and they're up 26. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy needs. Pick Auburn Trophies. The Hillman set to kick this one off. Ball is taken at the 5 by Gray. Gray takes it out to the 20. Gray breaks one tackle. Still on his feet. Upended near the 24. Some extracurriculars after the play as Luke Platter taken to the ground by number 9, Aiden Young. Late flag. Platzer and Young got tied up late after the play there. And the ref's doing a good job of breaking that up. Flag on the play. It's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct. And a personal foul on Antelope and Placer.
Personal foul, the call against the Titans.
So both penalties are going to offset there. And play will resume. And it looks like it's just going to be on Antelope. So the penalties will not offset. It'll just be a penalty on Antelope for unsportsmanlike conduct. Ball is moved back to the 12-yard line. Shotgun for Fletcher. Back to pass. Going to air it out long. It is caught, incomplete near the 40. Great pass coverage there. It looks like Grom Mickey was out there. Oh, and actually it's going to be Lopez, the safety, number 20. Nonetheless, second and 10 coming up with 8:29 to play. Antelope still fighting, still showing the heart of a warrior. Not quitting on the play or the game. .829 remaining, second and 10. Ball at the Antelope 12. Fletcher under center. And the ball is fumbled, and it's on the ground. We'll wait to see who has it. And it looks like Antelope got it back. Another fumble on offense for Antelope. 8:12 to play. Clock continuing to run here on third and 10.
Third down and 10.
8 minutes to play as the Antelope Titans looking to put just a few more points on the board to end this contest on a high note. Fletcher in the gun. Two wideouts on both sides. Fletcher back to pass. Airs it out long, far side. Pass is caught by Shakur. At the 40. They're actually going to call it incomplete. Clock stops at 7:39. Seth Hurd, number 12, good coverage. And Alex Lopez. And now Antelope on fourth down is going to punt it away. It's going to be a good punt that rolls out of bounds near the Antelope 45. Ball marked at 42 of Antelope. They're going to officially mark it down at the 41. Hillman will start this drive at the Antelope 41. They're going to get up the middle to Sean Jones. Jones still bounces around, and he's finally wrestled down near the 35. Going to give him a gain of four, and the ball will go to the 37. And him on the stop. And so Joey Montoya keeping the starters on offense out here. Second down coming up. .648 to play. Ball is at the Antelope 34 as the clock continues to run. So the Hillman hanging tough here. Looking to finish this out on a high note. They'll go to 4-0 for the first time in years with all the momentum in the world. And they've won every kind of game that you could imagine. They've won blowouts. They've won close calls. They've won games where they've had to dig deep, dig down in a hurry. So now third down actually coming up, excuse me. And Jones is wrestled up in the backfield on third and short. He will not get it. Fourth down coming up.
Jones brought down the backfield.
And you would have thought it could have been potentially a face mask.
Brought down by Young.
It was not. Young on the tackle. Pushed the ball back to the 37. 6:04 to play. And we're going to get a timeout by Antelope. That's their first timeout of the second half. With 6:04 to play, we're going to go to a quick commercial break here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K. Hi.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. The Hillmen got the first down. They went for it on fourth down, so 5:49 to go. Erickson got the carry for the first time tonight, but got a flag on the play. It's going to be a face mask on Antelope, and that'll push it even farther into Antelope territory. See where they mark this ball. Ball is officially marked at the 16-yard line of Antelope. .5:40 to play in the fourth quarter. They go up the middle. Taking this carry is going to be Sarenbitz. So Sarenbitz gets his first call tonight, but it might be taken back. A flag is on the play.
Holding the call against the Hillman.
They're going to call it holding on the Hillman. So that run by Sarenbitz is null and void. Ball is at the Hillman 26 now. .5:25 to play. The Hillman just looking to melt the rest of this clock here. Up 26 comfortably. They're going to give it up the middle. Taking the carry is Alex Lopez. And Lopez tackled near the 20.
Lopez, the ball carrier, brought down at the 19-yard.
Under 5 minutes to go officially here in the fourth. Second and 12 coming up now for the Hillman. They're going to go up the middle again. Taking this carry is going to be Erickson, who bounced it out to the outside, out across the 15 and out of bounds. So ball at the 13-yard line here with third down and seven for the Hillman. Up 26.
Hey,
So third down. And the carry gets to around the 5-yard line. Santa Maria gets the carry, and he gets the chains moving on third down. Officially marks Santa Maria down near the 4-yard line. .4:15 remaining. The Hillman just looking to bleed out the remainder of this clock. Ball's at the 4-yard line on first and goal. Up the middle. They're going to give it again to Sarenbitz, who shuffles his feet forward for a gain of about one or two. Munoz made the stop. Second and goal coming up now. .3:38 to play. The Hillman now, second and goal up the middle again. This is going to be Lopez. Lopez pushed back.
Lopez hit at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
No gain for Lopez there. Munoz on the tackle. Third and goal coming up now. The Hillman just looking to put this one away. With 3 minutes remaining in the contest. Joey Montoya taking his sweet time here. End around, and it's going to be a touchdown. Placer Hillman. And it is going to be Jaden Erickson, who has gotten some reps in the closing minutes of some ball games. And the Hillmen have scored 54 points. Penn in the PAT, they lead by 32. .2:40 remaining. Marcus's PAT is going to be good.
And the kick is good.
Lead is to 33. .2:40 remaining. Lead is to 33 for your Hillman. And all the systems are go for the Hillman tonight. They're going to go to 4-0. And I got to tell you, even on a bad day, the Hillman score 45 or more. This has got to be one of the more better teams, obviously, in the area. As the fans head for the exits to beat the traffic. Kick is brought to you by Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn trophy and plaque needs. Marcus's kick is a high riser. It's fielded at the 35. Taking it is Beers, who has wrestled down with 2:37 to go. Antelope looking for one final drive here to put some points on the board. And so now the referees are congregating to see where the ball is going to be placed. And they have the ball back now at the, what looks to be, the 34-yard line. Ball is fumbled, picked up by Antelope on first and 10. Second and 11 coming up. Loss of one. .215 remaining. We're going to be under 2 minutes after this play. Brian Rule is in at quarterback for Antelope. And he's going to give it up the middle. No gain. Under 2 minutes to play. As the Hillmen have substituted all of their starters out of the game. Lamar and Santa Maria make the tackle. 140 remaining in this game as the Hillmen. Another game where they've won by 30 points or more. It hasn't just been a 4-0 start. It's been a dominating 4-0 start. They got off to a slow start and still dominated tonight. 122 to play. Third and long now for Antelope. Rule back the pass, dumps it off, incomplete, intended for Adden Young, number 9. Seth Hurd with great coverage there. And with 1:13 to play, the Hillmen will get the ball back one more time. They're going to punt it away here on fourth down. Punt was almost blocked, and it's going to be a roughing the kicker on Sheldon, number 9, who came in and just blasted the punter.
Flag on the play.
You got to give Jaden Sheldon, number 9, credit for the effort. He came in like a whirling dervish and put the punter on his backside. At the very last moment, it was number 30, Smart, the defensive back, who was kicking it. He got laid out at the last minute. So with 1:03 to play, Antelope will still have the football. Ball is at the Antelope 45 now. Shotgun formation for Brian Rule. In the gun. Throws it to the flat. Across the 45 is going to be Shakur. Under a minute to play. Santa Maria on the tackle. Under 40 seconds to play in regulation, and the Antelope Titans are going to play this one out. Rule up the middle. LeBlanc with a great throw there. Ball is out across the 30. Now we got a flag in the backfield. It's going to be a holding call on the Titans. So the Hillmen 29 seconds away from becoming 4-0. They will play Del Campo next week. To go to 5-0. And the Hillmen just going and keep going in the right direction. Ball at the 30, clock now running with 29 seconds remaining. Antelope looking for one, maybe two final plays here. Up 33. Shotgun. Down the field. It is incomplete with 15 or 16 seconds remaining. Ball is at the 36-yard line. Shotgun for Brian Rule. Back to pass. Throwing it deep. It is intercepted by the Hillman. 10 seconds remaining. Gromicki with the interception as the Hillman. And so the Hillman are now going to take a knee, and that will be the ball game, most likely. The interception by Gromicki goes to the 34-yard line of Antelope, and so the Hillmen are going to win this one by 33. Four seconds remaining. And the snap, and the knee, and that will do it. As the Hillmen officially win this game 55-22, they go to 4-0 on the season, heading into a matchup with Del Campo next week. We're going to take 1 minute break. We'll have the postgame show here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Your Hillmen win it 55-22.
Every day we talk to business owners, large and small, about the headaches they face with workman's compensation. The rates keep going up and those audits are a nightmare. Hi, Vince Harris from Homer Insurance. We tie your payroll and your work comp to mitigate much of the auditing issues, and the savings you'll enjoy will amaze you. Call us today at Homer Insurance, 339-7070, and see how much you can save. That number again, 916-339-7070.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHigh Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. Your Hillmen victorious 55-22. They beat the Antelope Titans in a dominating fashion. And this was a game the Hillmen got off to a poor start. Nonetheless, they still win it. We've got Del Campo next weekend, or on next Friday, I should say. And the Hillmen 4-0 for the first time in a while. Everything clicking on all cylinders. And that'll do it. The final score, your Hillmen 55, the Antelope Titans 22. This is Keith Joganatis for everyone at KHigh Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, saying it is always a great day to be a Hillman. Goodbye.
Plaster Hillman Football has been brought to you on KHigh by these great sponsors. Please support them whenever you can. Depot Bay Coffee Roasters, Mackey Heating and Air, Mel's Diner Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, the Roseville Auto Mall, Auburn Trophies, and by Foreman Eye Care. You'll hear every Placer Hillman game this season right here on 104.5 FM and 950 AM KHigh. Good night, and thanks for listening.